In a statement issued this week, the National Episcopal Conference criticized what it called regrettable double-dealing, manipulation and cheating, if not fraud, in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Electoral Commission. The church's warning follows street protests in the capital, Kinshasa, and elsewhere by supporters of some of the over 30 election candidates. In the worst incident, several people were killed when government fired on a peaceful rally group near Rutshuru in Kivu province, an area where rebel warlords and militia groups are still active. At the same time, the United Nations Back Committee overseeing the elections has called for the army to be confined to barracks during the poll on July 30th, amid concerns that the Congolese army is politicized. Human rights groups monitoring the situation have accused its soldiers of killing civilians. Over 30 presidential and hundreds of parliamentary candidates are contesting the first democratic poll in the country in over 40 years. The bishops describe these polls as a question of life and death for the Congo, which is struggling to recover from a devastating 1998 to 2003 war, which has killed an estimated 4 million people through violence, hunger and disease. Most people live in poverty in the country despite huge reserves of gold, copper and diamonds, and rebels and renegade militias terrorize civilians in many areas despite the presence of the biggest UN peacekeeping force in the world, the 17,000-strong MONUC force. I'm Ira McCarthy.